100% locally made. Live across Newcastle, this is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Welcome, team. How are we feeling today for a Tuesday?
Wednesday.
That's what I meant to say.
Well, you're not feeling too good.
Obviously
by the sound
not.
Of it.
No, in my mind, I knew it was Wednesday, but my mouth part said Tuesday. Yeah.
Your mouth part.
Yeah, that's it.
Flying for hump day.
Yeah,
flying.
Ready to go?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a very nice, like, very bright pink thing you've got in your hair. I don't know what. What's the technical term for that?
It's a scrunchie.
There we go.
It's a felt style scrunchie. Let's go with that. Thick.
She's thick.
Yeah. Wow. Thick is usually better. That's what they say.
Maybe I've just got the spotlight on me today in the studio a bit more.
Well,
maybe.
You do have a very bright light going on over there.
Yeah.
So
they come in here and people change the lights in the studio overnight.
Do they?
It must be the elves. They come in here and they move them around.
They do. So I don't know who's doing that, but it's working.
Yeah, it's
working.
New FM poltergeist.
I reckon if we all were to have a stab in the dark, you could pick who it was.
I couldn't. Ooh. I would never. I would have no idea.
I'm not brave enough to say their name, but I reckon you could pick out who it would be.
I don't even know who's here overnight.
Yeah, neither do I. There's so many. Like, New FM has a lot of people that work here. That's what you
do. We?
Yes. Absolutely.
A lot of people coming and going, yeah.
Wow.
Compared to other radio stations I've worked at, there's a lot of people who work here.
Yeah, sure.
Because we've got the two stations going on.
Yeah, true.
And there's staff are up here all night.
Do you reckon it's the other station that are coming in here and messing with us overnight?
Could be.
Oh.
Could be the cleaners.
Oh!
Surely not.
Yeah, I think so.
Nah, I wouldn't have thought so.
You know what? Let's do a little mini investigation behind the scenes. We'll report back.
Mm-hmm.
This is a 5 o'clock special.
A five o'clock detective club.
Yeah, that's it. No one else later in the show will know about this.
Done.
All right. I love it. I'm going to launch it now.
Okay.
It's going to be a good show ahead. All of this sort of silliness and craziness is to be expected.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
So yesterday I took my whippet Molly for a walk. It had already gotten dark and I thought, oh, I'll just go around the block or something. But the people who are like play soccer at the soccer field at the end of the street had switched on the lights.
Oh, yeah, for training.
For training, I guess. Yeah. Anyway, I went down there. There was no one in the field. Lights were on. I was like, brilliant. We'll have a little play here, throw the ball, that sort of stuff. Anyway, we're doing that back and forth. And then suddenly the whole crew just runs onto the pitch, kicking a ball around.
Oh.
And Molly's like, oh, a ball? Brilliant.
Oh.
I'm going to get involved with this.
Cute.
Yeah, and then I was like calling her, whistling. Oh, she didn't want to come back. I was like, very embarrassing.
Did she have a little bit of a kick and chase?
She had a bit of a chase, and then finally she came to her senses and was like, oh, yeah, right. Better go with you.
This isn't my ball.
This is not mine.
This is a bit big for me.
Too big. I can't pick it up. You know, all that sort of stuff. Oh, it was fun, though. And you know what? I wish they had the lights on a bit earlier, and then people could just use it for that.
Do you know when I used to coach soccer and we had to manually turn the lights on and off?
There's a key or something to get in the box.
Yeah, there's a key to get in because they are so expensive to run.
Oh, no doubt.
That's why.
Couldn't tell you how much, I don't know, but super duper expensive to run, so you don't want to be leaving them on.
If anyone's got a key, they can lend me.
Call your friendly locksmith.
Oh,
make you one.
Really?
Maybe.
There's an unethical
if you know a locksmith.
Slip it under the door.
Yeah, I'll have one of those, thanks.
Happy days. Now, we're seeing it all the time, like our supermarkets continue to change, to adapt as we do.
That's right, self-serve to Aldi Mayfield. It's a local story. I get it.
Just going to talk about Aldi. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen a video recently where a TikToker traveling near Turkey has spotted and toured through a floating grocery store on the Mediterranean Sea. Now, this isn't the only one. Apparently, there's a couple up and down that little coastal area. So, in the video, you can see that customers are getting, like, grab, like, a smaller shopping trolley or a basket at the back of the boat. Then they walk into, like, these double doors, and then you've got fresh food everywhere. So, they've got fresh fish on ice. They look better than, you know, our casual Woolies down the road.
Sure.
Also fresh fruits, veggies, meats, ice cream, even household items. They also provide other essentials, you know, like magazines, electronics, everything you could think of, even toys. Well, apparently around this area, it is quite common for like major supermarket chains in Turkey to have their own floating stores. This caters to customers on the water or boat traffic, such as, you know, fishermen or even like toured boats and things like that. They also help deliver food and other essential items to waterfront communities who can't actually get to these supermarket stores.
Mm.
Yeah. It's just when this influencer TikToker went through it, made it look like something really fancy, you know. No, they're doing a service, but she made it look like a luxury.
Out there, it is a very busy part of the world in terms of the ocean, because you're right between all of Africa and all of Europe, really.
Yeah,
so there's the boat traffic there would be thick and fast.
Massive.
If you're going to get, you know, enough, I guess, boat traffic to run a grocery store on the water, that's the place to do it.
Surely, though, like, again, this might just be my dumbness talking. Mm. How do you get electricity if you're surrounded by water?
Generator.
Solar?
Surely. Yeah.
Don't they need charging? You need to charge a generator.
No. Well, use petrol.
Oh, true. Good. Okay. Fair enough.
You charge a generator with another generator.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
Then an infinite line of generators all the way back to the land. Yeah. So you just, I mean, just fuel. Like any boat, really, it's just going to be fuel. But, hey, fascinating, right?
Yeah, it's just so strange to see, like, people, like, on a boat on the water with, like, a shopping trolley. It just looks bizarre. It's like, hey, do you want fresh cod? Yeah, sure, throw that in with some beetroot.
Well,
oh, no, anyway.
Catch that from out the front.
I wonder if they get the waves. If you feel like you're going to the grocery store and the shopping centre starts moving.
Well, yeah.
That's not what you want when you work in electric power jack.
That's it. And I wonder also about the, you know, the seafood section. Is that less or more? Because people are already on the water. I can catch my own.
Yeah, just reach down and pick up your own fish.
Yeah. Can you still get those weird prawns from Thailand? Is that still a thing? I don't know.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Some influencers are talking about how they pick their babies' names online. And these ones are just out of this world. You go, why is it so strange? Justin and Hailey Bieber had a baby recently and they called it Jack. You go, wonderful. So good that a normal name was picked by a celebrity couple. Like, come on, it's not that hard.
You are not the only one who has said that this week.
It's nuts. Anyway, this influencer's talked about how she's now feeling awkward to explain to her daughter, Shade, S-H-A-I-D-E, that her name was inspired because her and her partner, when she was pregnant, were talking about what to name the baby. Mm. She looked up and saw the lampshade.
What?
That is beyond stupid, isn't it?
So she's called her baby Shade, but when I'm going to put a twist on it, S-H-A-I-D-E. So it's not straight down the line that your name is Lampshade.
Oh my God.
That is absolutely ridiculous.
What a shocker. How about this one? A woman said that she was named after her mum was reading the back of a toilet roll and called her Kimberly after Kimberly Clark, the brand.
Oh my God. Well, at least Kimberly is kind of a normalish name, but how she got it, that's crazy.
Kimberly's a very normal name.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, we've got one that works in our live and local newsroom.
We do. Very normal name. But
Kimberly Clark.
Yeah, exactly. The inspiration behind it, you go, no, thank you.
No.
How about this? Absidy. But guess how it's spelt?
Oh, I've got absolutely no idea.
A, B, C, D, E. Absidy.
No.
That's outrageous.
Yeah, there's another influencer talking here. She's called it Absidy because, and her rationale is that her surname starts with an F. So the initials have got to be, the name's got to be A, B, C, D, E, F.
Oh, that is ridiculous.
Oh, imagine filling out, like, medical paperwork.
Yeah.
Oh, how embarrassing.
So much so. I feel like it was kicked off by Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin when they had their kid Apple.
Yeah.
I mean,
hey, Apple, where's Pear?
So many questions. You know, that kid's getting bullied at school.
There's people on TikTok talking about it all the time. So a quick of what they're going to call their names, and people are sharing their potential baby names. A couple of quick ones. What do we think of Paisley?
Oh, I've heard of this one before. It's nice, but I don't like the design.
It's just a little bit like naff. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not huge on it. Not huge.
That was good.
The big one that's got people talking on this particular TikToker's page is calling their child Beckham, as in David Beckham.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
What do you reckon?
Yeah,
nay or nay?
They stole his name. No!
You can't own a name.
Yeah, and also it's his last name.
Yeah.
I reckon he could, what is it, TM it, copyright it if he wants it.
His surname?
I don't think so.
No.
I
mean, if anyone could, Beckham could.
even if you can, if you trademark your name, which you could, people can still use it if it's their name.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
And they can even start a company. If your name is McDonald's, you can still start a company called McDonald's.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So that's why there's so many, like, John's Plumbing. Because you can't trademark John. Because
in fact,
there's got to be more than one John that's a plumber.
There's a bit of a life hack there. Call your kid Starbucks and get him to start a Starbucks.
I used to go to school with a bloke whose last name was Walker, and he said that he was going to call his son Luke. So it was Luke, middle name Sky, last name Walker.
Oh, that's exceptional. That wins the day right there.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
And was just touched on with your live and local news headlines. Oasis are back. Exciting times. My feed is full of Oasis memories. Their songs, their pictures, everything. The Gallagher brothers have officially taken over the internet. The 14 concerts that they're putting on summer next year over in the UK, looking to expand.
Is there any in Newcastle?
No, unfortunately.
What about Lake Macquarie?
Can't say there is.
What about Morpeth?
Nah, they're staying in the UK for now. Then they're looking to expand as of next year. Fun fact, though, today marks 30 years to the day since the debut album Definitely Maybe was released.
Oh!
30 years. This is not a coincidence. Wow.
Definitely not.
The marketing machine is in well-oiled.
Got to be two of the biggest albums of all time, Definitely Maybe and What's the Story, Morning Glory. Like, and they're making the comeback. They're doing a remastered version, which is going to be, of Definitely Maybe, to be released tomorrow with this concert. They've got these concerts, I should say. The Gallagher brothers have said, the guns have fallen silent, the stars have aligned, the great wait is over, come see it. It won't be televised.
Oh!
And that's how they've wrapped it up, and you go...
Classic. You know what? Classic. They want to sell tickets.
Yeah.
Both brothers raising two fingers to everybody outside of the UK.
Well, no, because they know that this is going to whip everyone into a fury.
Yeah.
And they'll have to buy tickets when they come, because they're like, this may never happen again. Because whilst they've agreed to do concerts now, you never know when that will end.
True.
They could just crack it and just not come on stage like last time.
Yeah, the rumoured 50 million could get them through these 14 shows and then they're done.
That's it. It could be as
back to your box,
Liam.
Well, I was going to say.
Pay for the divorce.
Because their music's been around for such a long time, they could like get more money than just the 50 million that they said that they were going to reunite for.
Oh,
because
no,
like people will buy so much merchandise from this, I reckon.
Merch will be the small, like that would be, you know, part of it, but it's those ticket sales if they do a worldwide tour. It's a lot. I mean, think about Ed Sheeran. He did $500 million in ticket sales on the last tour.
Half a billion on the Divide tour.
That's
he said
right.
it in his song.
That's it. So if they go worldwide, the earning potential is like unlimited.
The fun thing about the merch that you're talking about is that they actually started releasing merch and selling merch in the days leading up to the announcement. So they had this ready. Obviously, this would be a long time in the making.
Mm.
But yeah, they've obviously got this planned and structured because they had the announcement. They had it ready 8 a.m. on the 27th. That was the big announcement. That's the time. But also on the 26th, hey, there's brand new Oasis merch. If you want to buy it, come off it.
Can they keep off each other's backs and not, you know, kill each other?
They say the guns are falling silent.
Well, we'll see.
So dramatic.
New FM. Hey, we're going to want to remember. The Novos on this day.
Here we go. It is August 28th today, so let's take a look back in history on what happened. In 1830, the first American-built steam locomotive called Tom Thumb operated on a common carrier railroad and raced a horse-drawn cart. However, due to mechanical problems of said locomotive, the horse won.
Oh, you know what? And it's always when you're just trying to show off a new piece of technology and it goes wrong and you go, oh, it's never done this before. You go, yes, it has.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's why it's doing it now.
Little tortoise in the hare if the horse beat the train.
Yeah, I know.
Real hair. The house would be on the train to win.
Would have thought so.
Another big moment in history on this day in 1833, Britain abolished the slave trade. That is an important and big day.
Mm.
1884, the first known photograph of a tornado was made near South Dakota.
Oh, it's just twisted.
Air?
Yeah. Oh, well, you want, like, if you want a photo of, like, a twister or whatever, you want one of those one that's got, like, a, I don't know, a trampoline and a washing machine in it and stuff, just to prove that it's actually a twister, right? Just
picking up the cows and throwing them across the paddock.
All that sort of stuff.
Or a witch with a broom, yeah.
Well, maybe.
Wizard of Oz. In 1963, Martin Luther King delivered his iconic I Have a Dream speech. 2019 on this day, climate change activist Greta Thunberg arrives in New York after sailing across the Atlantic in an emissions-free voyage. Good on her.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big journey.
What do you mean you don't know what any of that means?
Like,
do you know who she is?
Emissions-free, I don't know what that means.
And probably there's like, you know.
Solar.
Or wind.
So you're using solar or wind, you're not using any pollutants.
Got it. Okay.
Yes. So, or wind power, solar power, and natural power.
Wind power boats have been around for a while.
Okay,
the sailboats.
Great. Okay.
She didn't invent it.
Okay. In 2022, a 1952 Mickey Mantle baseball card sells for $12.6 million at auction, becoming the world's most expensive piece of sporting memorabilia.
That is extraordinary.
Wow.
12 milli.
A card.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit of money.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right, moving on to birthdays now for August 28. Jack Black is 54 today. Shania Twain, 58. Jennifer Coolidge, 62. It's also National Red Wine Day, so get your Pinot out.
Yes, please. There's an excuse.
And it's also National Power Rangers Day.
Oh, yeah. That's a bit of fun.
Yeah,
I'm the pink Power Ranger. I've been determined that I'm the pink Power Ranger in my group of friends.
I don't know what the other colours are.
Well, there's yellow and blue and red and, yeah.
I'll take blue, thanks. What one do you want, Ari?
Red. He's the leader. He's the coolest. He's got swag.
I'm glad we've sorted all that out.
UFM. The Novos.
Touch over 60 years ago, 61 years ago on this day, Martin Luther King Jr. delivered the infamous I Have a Dream speech.
Amazing.
Instrumental in history.
It sure was.
And it'd go down as probably one of, if not the biggest speech of all time.
Very much so, and so many pieces of, I guess, culture reference it along the way.
Yeah, yeah, it goes with the likes of Nelson Mandela as well. Throw in there again, such a powerful, powerful movement. What we're doing this morning: a couple of quotes. You guys need to tell me who said them. They're famous quotes throughout history. They can be Australians. They can be anybody playing along in the car. See if you can buzz in before Ari and Crevo. Your name's your buzzer.
I'm cool. Ready.
Sound right. Good? Beautiful. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, well, may we say God save the Queen, because nothing will save the Governor General.
Oh.
I thought this one might get you.
Yeah. Oh, I started off Crevo? With a one.
Yeah, Crevo.
Is it Keating?
No, it's not Keating.
Is it Whitlam?
It's Whitlam. Oh. Well done, Crevo.
Yes, so I got there in the end. I'm taking the point.
Yeah, okay. The dismissal of Gough Whitlam in 1975. He was sacked by the Governor General.
Right. I was close, but not quite.
Is he the only PM to be sacked?
I think he's the only
PM to be sacked. Anyway, here's another one. Why should I study for a future that soon may not exist?
Oh!
That one is not even on the tip of my tongue at all. Oh, Crevo?
Crevo.
Is it Corey Worthington?
It is not.
Damn it!
One of the
Ari.
Best, though. Corey Worthington, yes.
Greta Thunberg.
It is Greta Thunberg. Oh, yes, well, it is. Right. Indeed. How dare you?
If you said that, I would have known straight away.
Of course. That's too easy, man.
Oh, right,
too
right,
easy.
Right.
A more recent one for you. Don't boo, vote.
Oh.
Ooh, good question.
Don't boo, vote.
Quote. Quote, or vote. Vote.
Vote. Don't boo, vote.
I actually have no idea.
Ari.
Yeah?
Is it, what's his face, Donald Trump?
No.
Oh.
Crevo?
Crevo.
Guess. Is it an Obama?
Very well done, Mark Creever. It is Barack.
Yes!
He said that during, Mr. President, he said that during a speech recently with the Democrats.
Oh.
And they booed. He was talking about Trump, and they all booed him, and he said, don't boo, vote.
Oh, I love
and
that.
And it's just so powerful. One more to wrap things up.
Sure. And then Ari needs this to stay in the game.
To tie it up.
Yep.
Quick on your buzzers.
Yep. Okay.
But I ain't spending any time on it, because in the meantime...
What?
Bob Catter.
There it is. Go on, Catter.
Oh, yes, totally got it.
Because every 3 months, a person is torn to pieces by a crocodile in North Queensland.
But I ain't spending any time on it. Oh, that was one of the all-time Bob Catter greats right there.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
A little while ago, I introduced you guys to a phenomenon in our Facebook community groups, the West Walls and Homesville and Barnsley group in particular.
Oh, yes, the elite gossip group.
Lady Westy Down.
That's right.
She strikes again. She writes again, rather. So
remind me who this is.
So basically, it's just like this anonymous person in this Facebook group that's taken on the persona of a lady Whistledown from Bridgerton
yep.
but said Westy Down because she's from West Walls End. Yeah, and so she writes a gossip thing on the page. Sometimes. She hasn't posted for a while, but everyone is so excited that she's back and at it again. So she's writing about two instances. She usually does this, or they. Dearest gentle reader, Lady Nolliffington, it seems, has found herself in a most peculiar quarrel with her neighbour. Talking about, like, playing loud music. Everyone needs to shut up.
Turn down the techno.
Yeah, pretty much. And then this other one, how she's talking about Lord Greenington, talking about how he's disposing of his used linens on someone else's property or whatever.
He's thrown all his old sheets and towels
on his neighbour's lawn. Yeah, it's so funny. And then she signs off, as always, yours in scandal and truth, Lady Westy Down. So, honestly...
She's back.
Oh, my God, she's a fantastic writer. But everyone, like, the comment section goes off whenever she posts. Everyone loves it. So if you haven't seen it yet, treat yourself to this because it's fantastic.
Now, question.
Yes.
You recently had things thrown on your lawn, didn't you?
Yes.
Cameron Park.
I did.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you this once and once
yep.
only.
Yep.
Is it you?
No, because he's not even near my name.
That is the sort of thing that somebody who's that would say, isn't it?
Maybe I should send in an anonymous tip like Gossip Girl and be like, hey, it's happening in Cameron Park. Can we, like, collaborate?
You're trying to throw us off the scent. I reckon it's you. This is my new theory, and I'm sticking to it. Yesterday on the show, Scott, you made the offhanded comment that drinking Coca-Cola out of a can is better than a bottle.
Easily.
Which I could not believe I heard the words coming out of your mouth.
I would pick a can any day of the week over a bottle.
That is the most outrageous thing I've ever heard.
No, easily.
Why do you think that a can is so good?
It just tastes better. It's colder, it's fresher, it's whatever. It's just, it holds the temperature better. I like it better. I'd rather take a can.
I'm sorry, that's so wrong. Ari, your thoughts quickly.
I am a glass bottle gal.
Thank you. Mm. Drinking Coca-Cola out of a glass bottle is unrivaled.
Are we specifically talking glass bottles or any bottle?
Well, any bottle is better than a can.
No, not at all.
Glass is definitely better by a long shot.
I always thought that glass bottles kept the drink fresher.
Definitely.
Cans, because you can, though you're not meant to, put them quickly in the freezer, make them cool down. Takes 17 hours for a bottle of Coke to get to the recommended temperature in a fridge.
What?
17 hours.
Yeah, but once you get there,
it takes you 17 hours to get there.
Okay.
Can of Coke and you're done.
All right.
Okay.
Here's some other reasons why your bottles are better, right? First of all, mouthfeel. When you like the edge of a glass bottle in the mouth feels better than the cutty little aluminium edge of a can.
You just don't know how to drink from a can.
It's so awkward, right?
If you're on the wrong side of 30, still nicking your tongue on the ring lid of the can, Creever, it's time to learn how to drink.
Okay, here's another reason.
Let's get him a straw.
Higher rate. The recycled glass is much better for the environment than cans. Aluminium is a lot high energy intensive industry.
Still recyclable. Still doing your bit.
Okay, here's another reason, right? The look of it. You look cooler with a glass bottle than you do with a can.
If you drop a can, it's not going to shatter.
No, but if you do look cooler, if you've got... That's why all the ads use glass bottles. No, they don't use a can. You don't see a Coca-Cola ad. So you look cooler. Here's another reason.
Not right? practical, though.
Here's another reason. When you cheers, what kind of sound is there from a can?
Boof.
You did it perfectly. Amazing. How good's like the clink of two glass bottles together? That's that is fair. Unrivaled.
Yeah.
That's fair. How often are you cheersing Coke, though?
Well,
I'd be cheersing beers or champagne, ooh, not necessarily Coke bottles.
When you've got two Coke bottles next to each other and a mate, there you go.
And a mate.
You just cheers it and it's unbelievable.
Nah.
I therefore put this to the people. 4967-4105. Drinking Coca-Cola, is it better from a can? Your team, Scott? Ari, you're on bottle, right?
I'm on team bottle for sure.
Or Ari and Crevo, team bottle, 4967-4105. Bottles are obviously better.
Nah, cans all the way.
Let's go to the phones. Shane and Raymond Terrace, what are your thoughts?
Mate, bottles are way better.
Yes!
Yes!
Glass bottles.
Glass bottles are so much better. There's nothing like it, is there, Shane?
No, it's the best.
Shane, go and have a good hard look at yourself.
Shane's from Raymond Terrace, and Raymond Terrace people understand the world and are generally smarter.
No, right? I don't know.
That is definitely the truth, and it's proven just there by Shane.
Yeah, Robbie's in Charlestown. Hey, Robbie, bottle or can?
Well, I'd just like to ask Scott something.
Tell me, Robbie.
At least with a bottle, when you put that in the freezer, because I have done it, and it freezes, it colds beautifully. You can see it starting to go. In a can, if you put that in the freezer and oops, forgotten, you've got solid.
That's right. And thank you.
Well, you don't leave it in there for too long because it's going to explode. Yeah.
So much common sense, isn't there? That's what I'm saying. No, and hearing, really.
Robbie needs to check it as well.
Oh.
No, I'll put it out there. Jenny, some redemption in Cessnock. Jenny, tell me. Tell me that the can is better than the bottle.
No, I'm sorry, I'm a bottle.
Jenny! Yes!
Three from three! And
it just feels a lot better on the lips, and you can repurpose it as a vase.
Oh, you know what? Oh, I didn't think of vase value.
Yes!
Yeah, wouldn't have gone that road. Would not have even gone down that road.
Recycling.
100% of callers at this point. Do we risk it for one more, Ari? I reckon we do
please,
it.
Oh, please.
All right. Vina in Wood Rising, bottle or can?
Bottle, 110%.
Yes! Oh, my God. It feels good to be a winner.
Can suck. Sorry.
Yeah. I think we put it perfectly before when we said, bottles rule, cans drool.
105.3. UFM. UFM. The Novos. Lowest. Money. Deluxe.
All right, here we go. Lowest Deluxe, this is our game for our Wednesday morning. Happy Hump Day. How it works, we give you three items. You need to list them for us from the cheapest all the way through to the most expensive. If you do that, you're walking away with a prize. Crevo?
Two gold reserve tickets to the Knights versus Titans. McDonald Jones Stadium, September 1. That's this Sunday at 2 p.m. It's going to be a great game, and it is must win.
It is.
Pressure's on, and we know that Newcastle crowd will be there cheering and is going to get behind the boys and make it happen. Let's meet our contestant for today.
We're heading to Fullerton Cove. Morning, Kane. How you doing for your Wednesday?
Kane, you there?
All right. Let's try someone else. Kane seems to have disappeared. That's all right. We've got backups.
Now we've got John in Macquarie Hills. G'day, John.
How are you?
Oh, hey. Fantastic, John. Fantastic to have you here.
So, John, you're across the game. You know how it works?
Sure do.
All right, let's just jump straight into it, people. All right, first item on the list for Lowest Deluxe is a Magic Mixies potion kit from Big W. It's in the kids section, it's in the toys section. The second item is a B5-sized sidewalk-lined notebook from KKK. And then the third is the Nike Air Zoom GT Cut Academy basketball shoes from Rebel.
Now, John in Macquarie Hills, those first couple of items, were they just gibberish to you?
Yeah, I preferred Yesties.
Yeah. I hear you.
Try to shake it up.
A potion kit and what's a KKK?
KKK is like a stationery store. It's fancy.
What's a KKK? Well, come on. Good question, right?
Okay.
John's, right. You're thinking the same, right, John?
Yeah, go on, John.
Hang on, let's run through them one more time. The potions kit in the toy section from Big W, a lined notebook from a fancy stationery store, and the basketball shoes, Nike Air Zooms.
Okay, all right. What do you reckon's the cheapest out of those?
Okay, the magic kit thing. The TTK and then the shoes.
Okay. Not a bad order.
Not a bad order. You want to lock that in? Locked in.
Okay, let's just reveal some prices, shall we? So, the potions kit, magic mixies from Vic W, is $35.
$35?
Jeez.
Toys are expensive these days.
Obviously.
The lined notebook, $12.
Oh, oh, rough go. Like I said, there was some bit of gibberish in there, wasn't there, John? That's all good. Better luck next time. Thanks for playing.
Next time.
No more.
Yeah, there's nothing else to say there.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
A restaurant in America, chain restaurant called Chick-fil-A. It's sort of like a KFC type of thing.
Yeah, burger joint.
Maybe slightly more upmarket. Anyway, they're massive over there. They have decided to create their own streaming service to compete with your Netflixes and stuff.
That's fun.
Which is a bit of an odd... I guess, move.
Mm.
But at the same time, they go, well, look, we've got an advertising platform. You know, we can put it on the little tellies above the menu in every shop, I guess. And we can, you know, maybe you could get free subscriptions with every burger or, you know, there's all sorts of cross promotion you can do there.
Definitely.
Their focus is going to be around reality TV. That's going to be their main area of focus.
Weird for a chicken shop.
It's weird for a chicken shop. But it makes you realise that streaming services are becoming more, like, fragmented. So Disney, they only do Disney stuff.
Yeah.
Netflix, you know, they're doing more and more of their own production. And then you've got all these other, like, smaller streaming services that are more and more niche, like ones that only do sport or only do action or whatever.
Okay.
So it made me think, what if some of our eateries around Newcastle had streaming services that were even more niche?
What a challenge.
Now, I think it's a, you know, it's a good cross-promotion, a way for them to make more money.
Absolutely.
I'll kick things off.
Go.
One of my favourite bakeries around town, Baked Uprising.
Cute.
Now, they could have exclusively on the movie channel, that movie layer cake, cake-based, perfect. That's a good match.
Yeah, right, okay.
And then in the reality area, they could have British Bake Off on repeat. I mean, what a great show. You got comedy in there, so much baking involved.
Throw Dessert Masters in there for good measure as well.
Why not?
Yeah, yes. Done.
MasterChef.
Or Zumbo's Just Dessert.
Oh. There we go.
It ran for one season in 2016 when macaroons were the hottest thing available.
And croquembouches.
That's it. And it was pretty good.
Instant hit.
Yeah, there you go. Baked Uprising, you've got your own streaming service based around baking.
Great.
Ari, you've got some, I reckon, too.
Oh, I have to go with my local and also Hunter Valley local, Harrigan's Irish Pub.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do this. So, Irish Pub, in the name, movies based in Ireland, like P.S. I Love You and Brooklyn. So, it can take on, like, these rom-com romantic film type of thing. Mm-hmm. They're based in Ireland. Also, shows like Derry Girls. Like, that's a comedy.
I've heard of it, but I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's just unhinged, much like all of the patronage that go to Harrigan's.
Oh.
Other films could just be based on pubs, like Roadhouse and Coyote Ugly.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Easy.
I like that. I've got some more here.
Go.
Rascals. Obviously, they're a Newcastle icon.
Yep.
Burger restaurant, delicious. In the cartoon section, Bob's Burgers. Perfect. Ready to go. Burger-based TV. How about this as well? On the movie channel, Harold and Kumar go to White Castle. And there's a second one as well.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it's such a good movie.
Harold and Kumar is so funny.
Iconic. And then also, because obviously in a burger, any great burger, in my opinion, you've got onions in there. Glass onion knives out.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Ready to go. That is awesome.
Any burger shop, you just put grease on repeat.
Well, that's a good idea too.
That's a good one.
Yeah, we can add that to the list. How about this as well? Another great eatery in our area, the Mayfield Bolo. Now, I was thinking on their movie channel, right? Or sorry, their MTV music channel, because I've done some research. I actually got in contact with Curtis Jackson, aka 50 Cent, and I asked him about that song "In the Club." What sort of club it was about? He said it's about a bowling club. So I think you have this on repeat, right? Whenever you click on MTV on the Mayfield Bolo streaming service, "In the Club's" on.
Yep.
And you know what you're going to get, and you like it. It's predictable.
Okay.
The other area they could have for the Mayfield Bolo streaming service. Now, this one might appeal to you, Ari, because their lawns are perfectly manicured.
Yes.
I think you should put on Bridgerton, because all of the lawns in Bridgerton, all of the grass in Bridgerton is as well manicured as at Mayfield Bolo. Mm. Perfect match.
And you know what? In season two of Bridgerton, they play croquet on a well-manicured lawn.
It's a perfect match. And finally, on their movie channel, the only movie to put on is Cracker Jack. The 2002 movie about a local bowling club.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was an absolute classic, and that's not shown enough on TV these days. So there we go. If you're looking for some extra revenue, start your own streaming service. It's a guaranteed hit.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
And now here's today's weather with today's weather whiz kid, Eden.
Kids World Adventure Playland. Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. New FM's Weather Whiz Kid.
Good morning. My name is Eden Pontchart. I'm 9 years old in year three at Cessnock West Public School, and I'm today's Weather Whiz Kid. Today's weather forecast is sunny and windy with tops of 29 degrees. Right now in Maitland, it's 18 degrees. Now back to the Novos on 105.3 New FM.
Oh, that was so good. You've done Cessnock proud this morning. Well done indeed. Now, before you go, did you have any shout-outs that you wanted to give?
I don't have any shout-outs, but I'm just going to say Coke is better in a bottle.
Yes! Oh, Scott, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Classic Scott. Thanks for that. Well done. You've done a very good job. You should be proud of yourself. Now, we do have to...
Yes, we have to award a prize.
That's right.
You've scored your very own birthday party at Kids World Adventure Playland, where you can jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited play times to stay all day. Open now at Charlestown and Green Hills. KidsWorldPlay.com.au is where you can go to find out more info. If you want to be our next Weather Whiz Kid and read the weather on air for us next week, get on now at newfm.com.au.
That's it.
And not looking for a right or wrong, but just what's Newcastle's feel on this matter. The headline reads, a Hobart man slammed after listing tent in his backyard for $125 a week. So the housing crisis is hitting everybody.
Sure.
And trying to find accommodation and protection from the elements is an all-time high. And it's so expensive out there. The average rental housing price, $692 for a house, $544 a week for a unit. So this bloke...
That's a lot
in,
of money.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of money. And this bloke in Hobart, he's put up a post online advertising a tent in the backyard for $125 a week at a property where seven people already live.
I love it.
So there's
entrepreneur.
Yeah, there's seven people on the property, be it in the house, be it in a caravan or a renovated shed out the back. And he's put forward, they've used a pseudo name here, it's Mark. Mark's put forward saying that... If he can do anything to help people in this crisis, he will. $125 a week is for the tent, plus all the expenses. So your bills, not food, though. Mm. But your bills are included in this amount of money.
What bills is there?
The tent? Water usage? Oh, no, there is no water.
Well, usage, if you go into the house.
Oh, you can go in the house and use the bathroom.
You go and use the bathroom, okay. Or where you store your food, all that kind of stuff.
Right, so
all
right.
All that's being included
that
in there.
That sounds fair.
He's getting absolutely slammed online for taking people from Hobart for a ride. He's put it out there as emergency accommodation, which does it pass the pub test?
I think it's fine. No. I think if you've got a backyard, you've got a backyard business. That's the way I see it. And you know what? Good on him for showing a bit of entrepreneurial spirit. There's not enough hard workers out there who are willing to get down and make things happen and make a dollar where they can.
Now, straight down the line, if we're looking at it as just he's put a tent in the backyard to help in the housing crisis, if that's all we know about it, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it because he's not charging you. $700 a week. He's not ripping you off hand over fist.
It's not only $125 a week.
$125 a week is...
That's a bargain.
Is a bargain.
Yeah.
Is a bargain. Yes, you're sleeping in the elements, but is it better than sleeping with nothing?
That's right. I reckon maybe... Look, if he was charging $200-$300 and he was getting away with it, good on him.
No,
you get the money where you can. I think if the market is there, that's the market. You know what? You can get it. That's business. That's what we live in, a capitalist economy. If you don't like it, go to a communist economy, which I'm against.
Well, I'm going to say no. I don't think you should charge people for sleeping in a tent in your backyard. What the heck? That sounds weird and creepy.
But the tent is just the physical, like, dwelling.
Area.
But the $125 covers you to be able to have a shower and have a place to store your food.
Yeah.
That's what the money's for, but it's just a place to sleep. Like, at the end of the day, it's better than living under a bridge with nothing.
Right. That's right. And it's a good deal, I reckon, $125.
I don't think $125 is ripping people off hand over fist.
Okay. Thank you. It's Team Crevo. Yeah. Another one.
But you still think it is, Ari?
Yeah, a little bit.
How much would you charge?
For a tent in the backyard?
No, this includes all your bills as well.
Oh, okay.
So the tent itself, yeah, that's a rip. But you have a bathroom, you have a shower, you have a fridge. Like, that's what the money's going towards. You're just sleeping in the tent.
$50.
$50. Okay.
A week. Yeah. Wow, that's cheap.
I just don't think it's a good idea at all, period. I think that's very strange.
Do you think it's kind of wrong?
Yeah,
the whole
situation? Yeah.
Well, let's get some feedback from Newcastle. 4967-4105. No right or wrong answers here. Does it pass the pump test?
I think it is a right or wrong. I think it's fine. I think, you know what? The more accommodation, if their market's there, go get it. Go get the money. Absolutely.
If you've got
a backyard... Getting $125 would help some people.
Emergency accommodation, yes. Not permanent accommodation.
Rental. I think we should allow it in all yards in Newcastle.
Look, treehouse, a granny flat, fine. When it comes to tents, no.
Give us a buzz, 4967-4105. Share your thoughts on this one.
Let's go to Maryland first. James, what are your thoughts?
Good morning, guys. How you going?
Good.
Good.
So I'm 100% on board with it. Only because there's that many times I drive past parks and stuff like that, and there's people camping out with no facilities or anything like that. So I thought, why not? If you've got a backyard, rent it out, and that way they have access to your toilet, shower, they can store their food, they don't have to worry about germs or public toilets or anything like that.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, all right, there we go.
Points there. Yep.
So we've got one for saying this is all right. One more, shall we?
Yeah, let's go to Tingara. Hi, it's Leonie. Morning, Leonie. What do you reckon?
Good morning. I sort of like having a lot of questions, but the other thing is, how do you veto your people that are going to come in your backyard? And the other thing is, a tent, come on, it's cold.
Yeah.
Come on, let's get real. And now then when we get hot, do they have access? Are they allowed to come in and watch the TV?
Good question.
We have to be really realistic. So they're going to sit in the tent all day or go walking or whatever. They're going to come in, they're going to be able to use the fridge, they're going to be able to use the shower. Can they use the washing machine and wash their clothes?
That's true.
We have to be realistic about all this. The homeless thing is just getting out of hand, and we all should be so ashamed of ourselves.
Well, it has gotten to be a big problem in Australia. So essentially you're saying it's not really the right answer to the problem, basically.
No, and it's an epidemic. Mm.
Yeah.
And not only that, there are other issues.
Yep.
Yes, okay. Certainly.
Plenty of issues. We're looking at our Instagram page at the moment, at the Novos _. You can get in touch. We've got a poll running. 60% of voters reckon, yeah, he's taking the mickey. Bit of an advantage there.
Wow, there you go.
Okay, so overall, online, people are saying no.
Create great memories with Aero Logistics. Book your flight, aerologistics.com.au. Win the ultimate dad's day out with 105.3 New FM.
Hey, Father's Day is coming up. We've got the ultimate dad venture to give away to our amazing listeners. We're going to do a blitz. This is your cue to call. If you want to win a helicopter ride for two, or at least go in the draw to win, rather, helicopter ride taking in breathtaking views above the Hunter Valley. And then when your dad gets back on the ground, he'll also get thrown in a lunch or a dinner worth up to $100 to spend at Four Pines at the farm in the valley, plus a whole slab of beer to take home.
Oh, how good.
Beautiful.
Dad will love you after that, wouldn't he?
Oh, certainly would. Have you guys ever been in a helicopter at all?
I have.
Yeah. Have you?
Great experience. Great. Wow. I got jumped out of a helicopter.
Oh, what? That's right. We've seen the photo.
Yeah, did skydiving, jumped out of a helicopter.
A helicopter. Yeah. That's so cool.
Great fun. So take your dad. Your dad will love you for it. He'll have a great time.
Have you, Ari, ever been in a helicopter?
No, I haven't been fortunate enough.
There we go. I'm lucky enough to do it. And I'm lucky enough to do it with Aero Logistics as well in the past. Did a little, you know, trip over Newcastle.
You
see how good our city is from the air when you see it there, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, that's it. Create great memories with Aero Logistics. Book your flight at aerologistics.com.au or try to win this with us. 4967-4105 to go into the draw. We're doing a blitz.
Shall we start trying to put some people in the draw?
Let's go. We're taking as many calls as we can in this period. Crevo, let's go.
All right. In Windale, Jade, you want to put someone in the draw?
Absolutely, my dad.
Oh, good,
good
stuff.
Good plan, Jade.
Representing Windale, I love it. And he's a good dad, is he?
He is the best dad. He's so good to me and my sister.
Oh, wonderful. Beautiful,
fantastic,
Jade.
Fantastic. All right, let's go to...
Jules in North Rothbury. Good morning, Jules. How you doing?
Good morning.
You want to nominate your dad and get him in the draw?
I want to nominate my partner. He's a dad of six and works two jobs as a nurse to support us. So we'd love to give him a day off.
Very deserving.
God bless.
Very, very deserving.
All right, let's go to one more, shall we?
Right, to Farley Taylor. Morning, Taylor. Tell us about your stepdad.
Good morning. Yeah, no, my stepdad. He's incredible. He's been around for most of my life now, since I lost my real dad when I was younger, and he's just the best.
Oh, this, he sounds like a good man who's, you know, and not meaning to pun here, but stepped into the shoes and done a great job.
Yeah.
So
he definitely has.
Father's Day, all about appreciating the dads. Win them the ultimate dad venture with New FM's Dad Venture.
New FM.
The Novos.
Mayoral elections getting closer. You started to see the posters in and around our city.
Mm-hmm.
Speed, get ready to decide who's going to run the place for the next bit. Liberal candidate, Callum Poole, and it's pretty much the only thing I can find about him. He said if he gets elected, He pledges to end the 30-kilometre-an-hour speed limit in Newcastle. So this is mainly around Honeysuckle and also Derby Street.
Legend.
Well, that's my first thought as well.
100%.
I can't, honestly, there's a couple of stories about this exact issue, and not much else out there that I can find. So he's pretty much running his whole thing on it. But my first response is exactly that, legend, because it is too slow.
Yeah.
30 k's an hour at Honeysuckle is outrageous.
Oh, look, my other initial instinct is I would rather run. I could run that fast. I'd rather do that.
Well, yeah. I mean, it'd probably be exhausting if you did all of Honeysuckle from one end to the other. But often that's the thing. You often need to drive from one end from that where the interchange is. You want to get to the beach.
Yep.
30 k's an hour is such a grind.
And the coppers stop there because they know they'll get you.
Yeah, because you hit 40 and you're 10 k's over. That's a big fine and demerit
points. And you're still going crawl. You're still only crawling.
You're still at a speed that's allowed in school zones.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, that's a good point. Why is it slower in there than in school zones?
Like, I mean, if a five-year-old kid is determined to be able to get out of the way in time at 40 k's an hour, why is it, slow in Honeysuckle? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't understand.
He said, and this is a quote from him, "We need to restore common sense to our roads. I will fight to have the 30-kilometre-an-hour speed zones return to normal, ensuring that Newcastle streets are safe and also functional for the people that use them every day." That is so true.
Emotive language as well. Yeah. I will fight.
I know. He's going to take a meeting with the roads department, I think is what it'll be. They'll have a couple of coffees and maybe sort it out.
I wonder how they determine the speed limits.
Well, good question. So I know on, like, bigger roads, especially if there's, say, been an accident or something, they go out and there's special people whose job it is to, like, figure it out. They'll drive there, check it out, look at the conditions, you know, the gradient of the road, all that sort of stuff.
Wow.
Another one I want to target is Industrial Drive. Can we just make that whole thing 80 again?
Well, part of it is 80.
I know.
And people still go 60. There is nothing worse.
Make the whole thing 80 again, all the way to the new Guzman down at Tyers Hill.
Yep.
And let's bring this common sense back to this city.
I agree.
Even though you're heading to South Newcastle, heading towards Sydney.
Yeah.
I swear one of the governments said, I swear it was the Minns government, said that they were going to up the tunnel, the North Connects tunnel, to 90 k's an hour.
Why has that not happened?
Ooh. Well, I swear they were going to up it. They were going to up all the tunnels. And I might be wrong on that, but I was like, I remember hearing that and going, heck yeah, your 7-minute trip's going to take you 6 minutes. That's even better.
A minute counts.
It does count when you're doing the long slog. Absolutely, it does.
I think we should up a lot more speeds all over Newcastle.
Yeah, okay, fair.
Yeah, there's a lot of places, especially like school zones. They're too slow, isn't it?
Mm.
Obviously, I'm joking.
Yeah.
But Honeysuckle and Industrial Drive, please, can we fix it? Whoever gets into power.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Budgie smugglers are one of the more famous types of swimwear produced that you see them, you recognise them.
My favourite.
Yeah, known very well by Tony Abbott, but that's another story.
I always wear the gold ones.
You really?
Yeah. Yeah. What about you? What colour do you wear, Scott?
I used to have an orange pair.
Yeah. Oh, pretty good.
Nah,
people can see you coming.
Not wearing them anymore.
That's it.
Well, on the Budgie smugglers official TikTok page, they've got two new ambassadors.
Oh, yes.
Adam Elliott and Bradman Best from the mighty Newcastle Knights.
Oh, hello.
And they went through a day in the life of being a Novocastrian, starting off by a swim at the beach, then they go out for brekkie, and then they're going to the gym. They're
all
working
in the
out,
Budgie Smugglers.
They're all doing all this in Budgie Smugglers. They're going to the gym. They're getting in the official Novocastrian car, which is a ute. Then they're going off to get some ink or tough stickers, as Bradman puts them. He's a fan of the tough stickers. We know this.
Wow.
And so it's a day in the life. It is quite a good video. One to go check out on the Budgie Smugglers TikTok page. Something that I saw in the video, though, and went, I would not have picked that, is their individual coffee orders for Adam Elliott and Bradman Best.
Oh, revealing their secrets.
What do you reckon Adam Elliott would order?
Caramel latte.
Long black?
Yeah.
An iced matcha with turmeric and organic honey. As Bradman puts it, the worst coffee order I've ever heard.
I couldn't agree with Bradman more.
Now, he's not much better. Adam Elliott says, well, Bradman orders a caramel latte add honey.
Did I just say a caramel latte?
Yeah, you did. But look, Bradman Best is early 20s, and I used to drink caramel lattes through and through when I was in my early 20s as well.
Of course you did.
No
that
surprise.
Makes so much sense.
I still do drink them, but like back in the day, it was all I would drink.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even look at touching a cappuccino.
This is so interesting because I swear every young man drinks a caramel latte. I know it's
sweet. They are a drink to be mocked.
Yeah, it's the gateway coffee. It gets you into the long blacks because it's just a little bit sweeter.
A little bit? It's 90% sugar.
Yeah.
You can stand a spoon up in it. That's how much sugar is in a caramel latte. Oh, my God.
Now, I have seen this post on Newey Reddit because that is the best place on the internet to be. So this person posted that they're making a bingo card for a date with their partner. They think it'll be an interesting little side quest to look out for while going around and doing a couple of things. They've asked for suggestions as well from those on Reddit for things that you see all the time around the Newcastle City or CBD or whatever.
Oh,
so the stereotypes,
right? To add to the bingo card.
Yeah, the bingo card, the new bingo card. So the commonalities that we see on a day-to-day basis, basically, in the city.
Got it.
Now, we famously live in Newcastle, so I thought we could go through and make some suggestions ourselves.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, you're famous in Newcastle. Let's go.
No, first and foremost, this is what the Reddit poster had, first and foremost. Dumpster divers or can collectors.
Oh, yeah.
So every time you see this person, obviously this goes on the bingo card, you cross it off, whatever.
Perfect.
Wildlife encounter, that's another one. They also had overdressed or underdressed individuals and the token scary person.
Yeah, I like that. That's a bit of fun. And I like the idea of, you know, bingo balls going around and around. We pick one out. Yeah, what have we got here?
Very good. So I'll kick us off with some suggestions that I had.
Sure.
So there should be a place for a takeaway coffee cup. Someone holding takeaway coffee.
Oh, yes.
Because
sure.
We're big coffee culture here. Senior citizens stopping in the middle of a walkway to chat.
That is a common one.
Happens all the time at Glendale.
Yeah.
Also being bowled over by an e-scooter or a bike.
That is a high common one. Have you got any, Scott, that come to mind?
How about a shark sighting at Dixon Beach?
Oh, that is a good one, yep. Or an alert about it that comes up on your phone.
Or an alert. One we were just talking about as well. Going the wrong speed limit.
Oh, that is, yeah.
People going 60 in an 80 zone. People going 40 in 30 zone.
Yes.
Please.
Yeah.
Here's one, and I don't want to fill up the bingo card too quickly.
Go for it.
But how about a skate park?
Oh,
anywhere you go, you'll see one of those.
Name 15 of them right now, Crevo.
Oh. Don't make it too easy for me. How about someone carrying a Mayfield briefcase, a.k.a. cask wine? Just carrying it around, ready to go, right? Or, and here's one to wrap it up, a 50-year-old shirtless man on a BMX.
Yeah, okay.
Brilliant.
And heaps of tattoos, because you'll see plenty of those. And that's just a guarantee.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Pretty much done for today.
Let's go.
Scott, what are you up to this afternoon?
Hot girl walking it this afternoon, most likely. I've been going down to the Breakwall, Nobby's Breakwall.
Oh, beautiful. So nice.
Fun fact, go down there while the weather's gorgeous. Seals are out and about.
Did you see any recently?
Yeah, seals were waving at me yesterday. So there's seals and dolphins kicking about. So worth going down and having a bit of a look. A lot of people were at the very end of the break wall around the rocks taking photos. I couldn't see a seal on the rocks. Usually they are sort of perched up there getting sun, getting some rays.
Yeah.
But definitely in the water. Keep an eye out if you're around that Nobby's area break wall part of the ocean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Best thing is, if you want to spot them, is look for the balancing red ball that they always have on their nose.
Yeah, some people say that, oh, it's just the boys in the water. No, it's not.
It's them balancing.
It's a play
ball.
Toy. Yeah. It's a play toy.
Seals are so, so smart. I love that.
We also do have to award a prize. Vina from Wood Rising is taking away a $60 voucher to spend at Hunter Bell Cheese.
Yeah,
wonderful.
So Hunter Bell Dairy Co. They've got the best cheeses, yogurts, milks, everything else. Get your mitts on it, order it online, go buy it in their shop.
Yeah.
They're an amazing company. Thank you for supporting us.
Right.
Have a great day, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow.
See ya.
That was The Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au, and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.